The most prominent companions ask the rebels the reason for their return. On the previous occasion, since the rebels returned expressing their satisfaction and they had no remaining complaints, the companions were surprised as to the real cause of their return. Most did not have the courage to speak before the rebels. A few prominent companions, in whose names the rebels sought refuge and whom they professed to love, inquired of them, "After all, what is the reason for your return?" Hence, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Talha radiallahu anhu, and Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anhu were the ones to inquire from these people as to the reason for their return. They all unanimously replied, "We were returning to our homes with complete satisfaction and assurance when we noticed a person who was mounted on a camel given as sadqah. At times he would come in front of us, and at times he would fall back. When some of our men noticed him, they became suspicious and apprehended him. When he was questioned as to whether he had a letter, he declined. Furthermore, when it was inquired of him as to the purpose of his journey, he said that he was unaware. This made them even more suspicious. Finally, when he was searched, a letter was found to be in his possession, which was written by Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu. In it, the governor of Egypt had been instructed, 'When the rebels return to Egypt, kill so-and-so, lash so-and-so, and shave their heads and beards, and consider the letter which they are carrying with respect to your dismissal as being invalid.' When we saw this letter, we were extremely surprised and returned at once." Upon hearing the story, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu instantly retorted, "This tale has been fabricated in Medina. O people of Kufa, and O people of Basra, how did you learn that the people of Egypt had seized such a letter despite being at a distance of many manzils from each other? Moreover, how then was it possible for you to return so soon?" Neither could they respond to this objection, nor was there any answer. So the only reply they could give was, "Say whatever you like, and think of us as you wish. We dislike the khilafat of this person. He should resign from his post." Ka'b bin Ashraf, who held the position of a king among the Jews, was a bitter enemy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Islam. When his mischief crossed all bounds and the suffering of the Muslims knew no limits, Muhammad bin Maslama radiallahu anhu, who was from among the prominent companions and the community of the Ansar, had done a great service to Islam by killing him under the instruction of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He made the same argument when he heard of this incident and raised the same objection and plainly said, "This is nothing more than a self-concocted lie."